Monday, September the 4th, 2023. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Happy Labor Day to everyone. This will be my WWE Payback 2023 recap episode, as I attended WWE Payback on Saturday in Pittsburgh. I watched AEW All Out last night. It went late, man. It was a long pay-per-view. It was a good pay-per-view, so I'm kind of tired, so bear with me here. But I wanted to do a Payback recap episode for you guys because I really enjoyed Payback. I thought it was, far as the WWE pay-per-views I've attended this year, it was my favorite WWE pay-per-view I've attended, and I have my reasons for that. So I'm going to go down the card, give the results for each match, and give you my thoughts for each match. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out their Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. I just uploaded a couple videos from Payback. Definitely check it out. I put some clips together for you guys. I uploaded the ending, Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus, the steel cage. I uploaded some clips from that. The Judgment Day match. I did a highlights video that has all the matches in it. And I uploaded the Grayson Waller effect segment. So definitely go on the YouTube channel. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Help me reach my goal of 2,000 YouTube subscribers. So let's get into it. So this past Saturday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it was WWE Payback. You know, we woke up Saturday morning. We drove to Pittsburgh. It was about a 5-hour drive. Traffic wasn't too bad. We had a great time, man. You know, we got to the hotel. We had some dinner. And then we headed down to the show. Now, we didn't have tickets yet. Because, you know, I wait to get tickets because I'm a madman. But I always get tickets in the end. So it was literally, the doors opened, I think, at like 7:30. We're in line. It's 7:45. We get up to where they actually let you in. I still don't have tickets. So, you know, I'm panicking. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? 7:45, I get tickets at the last minute. I get tickets for a steal. I got a steal in the Steel City. We get to our seats, great seats, center, lower level. Me and my girlfriend and my friend Henry, we all had our matching Judgment Day shirts on. We had a nice, we made a sign for my friend Lawrence at work. He hates Dominic Mysterio. So we had to mess with him, right? So we made a sign that says, Lawrence fears Dominic. It's got on TV all night. It was great. So definitely check that out, on Peacock. WWE Payback on Peacock. So definitely look for us. If you see the three people holding Lawrence fears Dominic, that's us. So let's get into it. Like I said, I thought it was the best WWE pay-per-view I've attended this year. You know, I attended Royal Rumble, I attended SummerSlam, and now Payback. Royal Rumble was cool because Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble match, so that was a great moment for me. SummerSlam weekend itself was fun as far as being in Detroit, you know, eating at Mom's Spaghetti, the meet and greets with Rollins and Rhea, but you know, Finn Balor lost at SummerSlam, so that kind of bugged me, brought me down, right? But Finn Balor didn't lose at Payback. No. Grand Slam Finn. Finn Balor won, got the pinfall for him and Damian Priest. So the tag team, the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships are now with the Judgment Day. So that's why Payback was my top pay-per-view I've attended this year, just to see. Everyone knows me. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Finn Balor fan. You know, me and Finn Balor have this connection. You know, he's wished me happy birthday publicly on Twitter the past couple years. You know, I drove all around the United States seeing Finn Balor. You know, that's why I am the Balor Club Guy, because Finn Balor, he is my hero. So that's why this pay-per-view for me, top pay-per-view of the year that I've attended. So let's get into it. The first match, it started off hot, man. It started, as soon as we got to our seats, the cage came down. It was Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus steel cage match. This match went 20 minutes long. This was one of the best steel cage matches I've seen in person. You know, this rivalry with Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus wasn't the best, but this match was the best ending, in my opinion, to this trilogy. You know, I said Becky Lynch should win this match. That's what happened. Becky Lynch defeated Trish Stratus with a manhandle slam off the top rope. You know, Zoe Stark got involved. Becky Lynch took care of that at the end of the match. Zoe Stark and Trish Stratus basically ended their friendship. You know, Zoe Stark attacked Trish Stratus because Trish Stratus got mad, pushed Zoe Stark, pretty much blamed Zoe Stark for Trish Stratus losing. So Becky Lynch wins. I think Becky Lynch now goes on to NXT. Looks like she's going to do maybe an NXT Women's Championship run. You know, they're putting these main roster stars in NXT to bring more eyes to the product. So I think Becky Lynch as your NXT Women's Champion would be pretty cool. Get more eyes on that. And now I think Trish Stratus goes away for a little while because I don't know if they showed it on TV, but after the match, everyone in that arena was standing up saying thank you, Trish. So I think that was Trish Stratus' swan song for now. Maybe she comes back around, you know, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble. But then the man, Becky Lynch, defeats Trish Stratus in the steel cage match. After that, we got LA Knight versus The Miz with the special guest referee, the host of WWE Payback. This was a nice surprise. They announced it on Friday. The greatest of all time, John Cena. This was cool, man. You know, John Cena, you know, he's one of those guys who, you know, me and my mom used to go to wrestling shows, and every other wrestling show, it was John Cena versus Randy Orton. John Cena edged John Cena, Randy Orton. You know, we saw John Cena so much. He's really a legend in WWE. He's, you know, he's a really good actor, too. You know, I enjoy him in Peacemaker and Fast and Furious. So it's cool to see John Cena, you know, because even John Cena said he won't be doing this much longer. So you got to enjoy John Cena while you have him. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. John Cena came out. Huge pop in that arena. I don't know how it sounded on TV, but in person it was so loud. You know, John Cena came out. He said he's not, you know, he said he's excited for being the host. Miz interrupts him. Miz says, what are you doing, John Cena? What are you wearing? You don't know anything about being a host. You got to be more involved. And John Cena, I am going to be more involved. I'm the special guest referee for your match. You know, Miz and Cena go back and forth, and Miz says no, Cena says yeah, Miz says no, Cena says yeah. Out comes LA Knight, yeah. Place went nuclear for LA Knight. Man, that guy is so over. They better strap the rocket ship to LA Knight. Send that man to the moon. It was a good match. It wasn't long. It was long, but how can I say this? It was long, but I think the way, as far as the wrestling, wasn't that long. There was more of a story being told within that match. I think that story is that LA Knight is the future. And, you know, LA Knight defeated The Miz, which I said he would. And then at the end, you know, John Cena and LA Knight are on the end of the top of the ramp. Cena takes off his referee shirt, looks at LA Knight. They go face to face. John Cena extends the hand. LA Knight shakes John Cena's hand. So I think the story going to be we could get John Cena versus The Miz again. You can do John Cena versus LA Knight. And that will John Cena is fully endorsing LA Knight in that segment. After that, we had the United States Championship match. It was the LWO's Rey Mysterio defending against former United States champion Austin Theory. Now, this was a short match. This was only 9 minutes, 45 seconds. Rey Mysterio defeated Austin Theory in the end, which I'm glad. I'm glad Austin Theory didn't win that title back. You know, I don't know who will defeat Rey Mysterio for that United States Championship. If it was me, I would put it on LA Knight because LA Knight's so hot right now. And you can't really boo LA Knight for defeating Rey Mysterio. I don't think you break up LWO. You know, there's no bloodline on SmackDown anymore. LWO is one of your top groups, top stables on SmackDown. So I think keep LWO together for now, and we'll see what happens next. But in the end, Rey Mysterio is still the United States champion. After that, my match of the night, It was a Steel City Street fight for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. It was the Judgment Days. My guy, Finn Balor, and Mr. Senor in the Bank, Damian Priest, they took on Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, man, they got a huge reaction, super over wherever they go. Judgment Day comes out. I go nuts. There was a lot of Judgment Day shirts in that crowd. A lot of Judgment Day shirts, man. This was one of the best tag team matches I've seen. Went 20 minutes, 45 seconds. They did everything in this match they could do. There was chairs. There was kendo sticks. Finn Balor got a trash can wrapped around his head and got beat with the kendo sticks. They brawled in the crowd. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens had on the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey jerseys. They had hockey clubs beating the crap out of Judgment Day. Kevin Owens is bleeding. Kevin Owens hit the Jeff Hardy Madison Square Garden Swanton Bomb from the lower level section onto Dominic Mysterio, who got involved in the match, through a table. Now, I thought Kevin Owens might have broken his arm because he jumped a little too over the table. Most of his body landed on the concrete floor. You know, those floors in those arenas are concrete, but it was a great spot. Towards the end of the match, JD McDonagh gets involved, gets just absolutely launched by Kevin Owens on that announcer's table. I thought, I'm recording it. Henry looks at me. I'm like, crap, Finn Balor's going to get pinned again. I put my head down. I'm still recording. And then I see Rhea Ripley comes out, spears Kevin Owens. Finn Balor's in the ring. Sami Zayn hits him with the, throws him into the turnbuckle, huluva kick. I'm like, no, this is SummerSlam all over again. But then my man, Dominic Mysterio, runs in the ring, hits Sami Zayn in the head with the Money in the Bank briefcase. Finn Balor rolls over. One, two, three. And new, undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, The Judgment Day. I lost my mind. I'm jumping up and down like a little kid in a candy store. This was my payback from SummerSlam. My heart got broken at SummerSlam. My heart got fixed at Payback. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, your undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. Finn Balor is now a Grand Slam champion. He was Universal Champion, United States Champion, Intercontinental Champion, and now undisputed WWE Tag Team Champion. And that was great, man. That was great. You know, WWE doesn't always make decisions that make sense. This decision made sense. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, nothing against them. Their tag team run hasn't been that great. I know Kevin Owens, they said he's a little banged up. I'm sure Sami Zayn might be a little, I don't know if he's banged up. But, this was the right moment to pull the trigger on that title change. The poster for Payback was all Judgment Day. Everyone had Judgment Day shirts on in the crowd. I thought it was great. And it was really my moment of the year. So go on my YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys Podcast on YouTube, and look at my live reaction to Judgment Day winning the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. After that, we kept the Judgment Day action rolling as Rhea Ripley defended her Women's World Championship against Raquel Rodriguez. It was a good match. Went 17 minutes, 20 seconds. Great match. Rhea Ripley is super over. Super over Rhea Ripley is. And, it was a great match. I didn't think Raquel was winning here. I didn't. Because I don't know who's going to defeat Rhea Ripley, whether that's Becky Lynch, whether that's Bianca Belair, whether that's someone from NXT. But Rhea retained here, and I thought she was, and I thought it was a great match. And Judgment Day have all the gold. Rhea said if anyone in Judgment Day didn't bring gold home, there was going to have to be some changes. But in the end of Payback, Judgment Day has all the gold. And then the main event. It was for the World Heavyweight Championship. It was Seth freaking Rollins defending his World Heavyweight Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura. Man, Shinsuke Nakamura, man. This was like Shinsuke of the old. This was like NXT Shinsuke. He had the coolest entrance ever. It was like this anime entrance where he was doing the voiceover work for it. He came out. The crowd was singing Shinsuke's song. It reminded me of an NXT TakeOver entrance. And it was a great match. Now, it's funny because as over as Seth Rollins is, I don't know how it came off on TV, but in the arena, people were cheering for Shinsuke Nakamura. They had the Great Muta ringside. You know, Shinsuke Nakamura was the Great Muta's last match. Great Muta's in WWE Hall of Fame now. I thought Shinsuke Nakamura was going to win. That didn't happen. Seth Rollins defeated Shinsuke barely. He could barely stand. He hit that stomp on Shinsuke by chance. And then Seth Rollins retained over Shinsuke Nakamura. And after the match, they didn't show it on TV. I think they uploaded it on WWE.com and all that. Shinsuke attacked Seth Rollins after Payback ended, after it went off air. So clearly they're going to continue this feud. Now, if Seth Rollins' back is really hurt, you got to take the title off of him eventually. I just don't know when. I don't know if they do run it back at Fastlane, because Fastlane's the next pay-per-view, October 7th. Or do you have Rollins going to another opponent? And remember, Damian Priest still has that Money in the Bank briefcase. So there's so many different directions they can go with this. But, yeah, man. And then Seth Rollins retained. Still World Heavyweight Champion. Well, there you go, folks. This has been my WWE Payback 2023 recap episode. I thought it was a great pay-per-view. You know, didn't have a lot of hype going into it. And I thought WWE hit a home run with WWE Payback. I'm so glad I drove the 5 hours to Pittsburgh to see my favorite Finn Balor get his win and become Grand Slam Finn. Well, as always, folks, follow me on Twitter at The Battle Club Guy. Check out their Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Head on over to YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. That way you can keep up with all the upcoming shows I will be attending. The next stop on the Battle Club Guy tour is this coming Saturday, September the 9th. I will be attending PPW's 10-year anniversary. PPW is a local independent wrestling company out of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. I believe the show will be in Slatington, Pennsylvania, at the Slatington Expo Center. It's their 10-year anniversary. And it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. One of the top things I'm looking forward to is meeting WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke, who will be in an 8-person intergender tag team match. You can watch PPW's 10-year anniversary, I believe, on Fight TV. So that goes down live this Saturday, September the 9th. Well, WWE Payback is in the books. We have new WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions in the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Shinsuke Nakamura could not defeat Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins is still World Heavyweight Champion. Oh, and I forgot one thing. One big thing. One main event thing. The Grayson Waller effect with Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes said he had a big announcement. I can't believe I forgot this. I'm so sorry. Grayson Waller effect. Cody Rhodes said he used all his political pull. He cashed his chips in. He brought someone to Monday Night Raw from SmackDown. Now a part of Monday Night Raw. Main event, Jey Uso. So what's next for main event, Jey Uso? On Monday Night Raw. We'll find out live tonight on Monday Night Raw. Till next time.